The 17.9% increase in healthcare premiums came as a shock because the VSEA plan had no increases in the past 2 years. Human Resources Commissioner Mary Beth Spellman says the increase is directly related to much higher than expected use of expensive healthcare services. Spellman says in each of the past 2 years, there were roughly 80 cases of so-called high-dollar claims. These are claims in excess of $75,000. This year, there were 141 cases.
That kind of spike would not be anticipated, and we're seeing a higher trend for 2014 as well, although not quite as high as 2013.
Spellman says it's very difficult to know if this trend is going to continue.
There was definitely a jump in cancer claims as well as heart disease. Whether or not that's going to sort of be the trend, the new normal, or it's sort of an aberration at this point, I really don't know.
VSEA spokesperson Steve Howard says he's surprised by the size of the premium increase after the experience of the last 2 years. And because the union's health care costs were going down, members also had 7 pay periods where they didn't have to make any premium payments, and the state also didn't have to make its financial contribution. Howard thinks it makes more sense to put this money into a contingency fund that could be used to offset future increases.
We prefer a much more conservative path where money can be kept in surplus that would be used to sort of smooth out these problems.
Watching this development very closely is Washington County Senator Anthony Polina. He's a strong supporter of the governor's plan to implement a single-payer system, and Polina thinks the VSEA healthcare program serves as an excellent model for lawmakers to consider. Polina says he's not discouraged by the premium increases, and he remains convinced that the VSEA plan is a good proposal to present to the public.
Bringing more people into the pool, bringing younger people into the pool, increasing their bargaining power, and having them work in conjunction with the Green Mountain Care Board and other reforms still point to the VSEA healthcare program as the model we should be looking at.
Polina says that while a 17.9% increase is troubling, he says it becomes more reasonable when it's considered over a 3-year period. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.